Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to inspire, motivate, and encourage others through laughter, accountability, success stories, and most importantly, easy steps for achieving greatness. Today's guest is Kelly Witt, owner of Witt & Company. Thank you for joining. Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. My name is Tawny Burrow. I'll be your host today, and I am so excited to have with me Kelly Witt. She is the owner of Witt & Company, which is a brand company that helps people design, and you can add in here, but you help people design their own personal brands. Is that right?
Yes. So most of the time when I'm working with clients, first, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. But I help clients with their brand strategy. So essentially creating a plan for communicating their brand in a consistent and clear way, and then using that strategy to help guide the design that we use to design their business. So everything from the logos and the fonts and the colors is kind of referenced based off of their brand strategy that we create together.
That is awesome. I love the idea behind that, because as we were talking a second ago, you don't know how difficult it is to create your own brand or your own logo until you actually have to sit down and do it. So I definitely admire people like you that have that creative ability to come up with that. And there's so many details that go into it. So we're excited to have you today. And I'd love to hear your story, because I know just from looking at your website and looking at your stuff that you have a really interesting story to share with us today as well.
Sure. So I kind of got started in the entrepreneur space in a different way, I guess. So prior to starting my business, I blogged. My husband and I have a home renovation blog called North Country Nest, and we started that for about 4.5 years ago. And that was founded when our two black labs actually hit me and shattered my knee, and I was on the couch for 6 weeks.
Recovering from knee surgery. My goodness. Yeah. Do you still have those dogs?
They are. Yes, they're still around.
Oh, no.
But I didn't understand, or not even understand, I didn't know about this entrepreneur space. Mm-hmm. And I discovered a blog while I was going through recovery, and my background is in marketing. So after getting our blog up and running, I started offering marketing services to other bloggers, and the connections that I had made through blogging and the community there is amazing. Mm-hmm. And Witt & Company organically grew from there, and I started dabbling into the branding space and doing some brand design and brand strategy and taking on a few more clients. And then now, you know, fast forward 4.5 years later, that's the main focus of my business, is the brand strategy and design. I love being a part of business owners' journey and getting to help them clarify what their brand means and what they want to stand for, and then creating visuals that they're excited about so that they show up in an excited way and talk about their business with motivation. And it's just kind of this reciprocal process, and you know, that snowball rolling down the hill where, you know, you start with something really small, but the more excitement you can build and bigger it grows. And it's awesome to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, that makes me think of so many different questions for people that are just starting out building their own brand, either like a blog or just, I see a lot of online presence, right? And how to differentiate yourself from the next person that's doing something maybe like you, or where to even start. So if somebody is really focused on creating their own brand, do you have any guidelines like where to even start the process at?
Yes, such a great question. And it can be so overwhelming. I think oftentimes, you know, when we're just starting our business, we first think about the logo. I think that's the most common thing that you can quickly dive in. Unfortunately, we get hung up on the minute details probably of our logo or the fonts that we're using on our website. And what I would encourage new business owners to start with is actually their strategy. So what I mean by that is identifying what their brand stands for and how they're communicating and showing up in their space. So the best way to understand that is figure out first, who do you want to serve? So who is that ideal client or the buyer persona? I mean, it's referred to, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially it's who, that person that you get the best results for, and what about them makes them so susceptible to receiving your information and getting from their point A of struggling to whatever that point B is, whatever success looks like for them. So why are they such a good candidate and why are they such a good client? And really diving into and understanding that person and what makes them tick.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like an exercise I went through with someone when I was writing my book, and they were like, who's it for? And then create an avatar, like actually make a person of who this is meant to be for, and then focus like and keep reminding yourself of that. So I can see how that could relate. Like, what do you stand for? And then who is your target market? And then like, are you then conceptualizing like how you're solving that problem for them? And then you're saying, okay, and then you start, I don't know, getting creative from there.
Yeah. Great question. Okay. So I think when we can understand who we're serving, the whole point is to get into their frame of mind and figure out how your brand is going to best help them. So stepping back a little bit and looking at your ideal client, I like to ask the question of like, what are they struggling with? What's their number one problem that you're going to help them solve? Because when we think about it, at the end of the day, a business is created to solve a problem. You know, there's a need in the market and you're going to solve it. So by understanding what your ideal client is struggling with, you can then take the next step and figure out, okay, what about the transformation that my brand provides is unique and differentiate yourself against your competitors based off of who your ideal client is, but also what they're looking for and what they want. What's that end result? So you can use this example, you know, brand strategy and brand design is a very saturated industry. You know, there's, you can look anywhere, there's tons and tons and tons of brand designers and brand strategists. And I think the same can be for coaches or personal trainers or any service-based business. The argument can be made that it's saturated. So when we think about positioning ourselves and differentiating ourselves in a saturated market, you can do that by A, getting super clear on who that ideal client is and understanding them and knowing them from front to back. But then also you can differentiate yourself in that transformation that you're providing. So for example, another brand designer can give the same result in the sense of a logo and some fonts and some colors, but their end result is going to be so much different than mine because I am my own person and I am me. I am unique. The service that I provide is unique. The transformation that I provide, the way that I get my client from point A to point B is unique to Witten Company. And even if someone were to copy those exact steps, it's not, it would, the feeling would be different because it's unique to my brand. So as we think about differentiating ourselves, we can do so in the process and the customer journey that we're bringing someone on to solve their problem.
There's so much to that. And I guess when you're starting your own business, this is great advice to kind of walk through. And at what point, like you sometimes think it's common sense, but it's not, to kind of strategize and walk through this, right? So what point do you recommend people that are going through this process and starting their business to reach out to someone like you? Like, is it at the very beginning or when they kind of have conceptualized this already, or do they come to you completely lost?
That's such a great question. And I think everyone's a little bit different. For me personally, I always recommend that my clients have a few clients under their belt, just because I think as we get a lot clearer with who our ideal client is when you've actually worked with them. And it doesn't have to be that specific person, but let's say, you know, you've got three or four clients under your belt and you've worked with them. Even if they're not your exact ideal client, you can pick and choose from their characteristics and their working style, what you like and what you don't like, to help frame up the idea of who you want your ideal client to be. And when we talk about this brand strategy and the strategy and the design, it's helpful when you have some understanding of what you want. That being said, you know, I've worked with clients who have just gotten started and they're just building their business and were, you know, fresh out of the gate. But I think the end result can be a lot better if you've dipped your toes in the water, for lack of a better phrase, and you have a little bit of experience in terms of what you want and what you don't, and that will then create a much better result that's more attuned to what you want and your vision.
Yeah, because I would assume, like, with you're guessing, right? In the beginning, if you don't have that, you're kind of, you're guessing at that. And then, and I know from experience, guesswork is a lot of trial and error. So, so I can see how having thought through this and having some customers and then going to someone like you to help kind of finalize the strategy and to put those details that you said into it that really goes with what they stand for and who they serve. I think that's great. Great advice. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners. Yeah. While you started this, I mean, that's a horrific way to get started, right? Your dogs like took your knee out and then you were like, okay, I'm going to have to do something different. So who did anyone help you along the way? Or did you get motivation from someone? I know you said you were in marketing before. So did you have anyone that was really inspiring you along this journey?
You know, yes. I think to me, for me personally, family is a huge value of mine, both as a person and as my brand. And my family was pivotal in supporting me through this. Prior to getting knee surgery, I did some part-time personal training. So it was a huge identity crisis in the sense that I couldn't do that anymore. I still can't. Part of the injury that I have, I can't do high impact sports. I was a huge runner. I can't do running. I'm not there. That the high impact activities were pretty much taken off the plate after my knee surgery. So that resulted in me with this huge kind of identity crisis, for lack of it. I mean, it wasn't that dramatic, but just trying to figure out, like, who the heck am I now that I'm not a personal trainer, now that I'm not a runner? My hobbies and my identity were kind of stripped away, which I think was helpful for me to find blogging. And, you know, the blogs that I started following in the very early, I'm still following them to this day. So from afar, they were some great motivation for me. But also from a more personal perspective, my husband, he was my boyfriend at the time, but he was huge in encouraging me and being there for a support. Lots of tears about, again, missing that identity and trying to find something new. And he's such a great person for encouraging and telling me, like, Kelly, just dust yourself up, dust yourself off, get up, get back in the ring, keep fighting. And I think without his support, I definitely wouldn't have taken the leap to start my own business and to continue to pursue this passion. But, you know, from afar, one of the first personal development books that I started reading was actually Brené Brown. She's just like the OG in personal development. The first one that I read was Rising Strong, and that was a huge... eye opener. I didn't really know the personal development space was even a thing, prior to diving into her work. And that, again, kind of opened the floodgates along with the entrepreneur space, the personal development space, and really understanding, like, you can control your thoughts and your mind and you can choose how you want to feel, and this whole new realm of thinking was opened up.
Oh yes. And when it opens up, it like rains, right? You start finding all of these great authors and teachers, and you're like, I really need to just take time and breathe and focus and set my intentions and get up. And I played soccer in high school and after, and my knees are shot too. I can feel your pain there, because I don't do any jumping. I don't do any high impact anything anymore either. So I understand that. But I'm glad that you found inspiration through family and through reading books like Brené Brown's. I'll post your book recommendations, because that was going to be one of my next questions, is if you had any good book recommendations. And of course you jumped straight into it, and I'll put that on the page too, so everyone can see that that link to Brené Brown's book as well. So is that your book recommendation, or do you have any others that you would say, this is something I think would be very beneficial just in general to read?
I am a huge reader, so it's like asking me if I had children, it would be like picking a favorite child. Picking a favorite dog, I guess, is more so in my realm. It's so hard to pick a book. I feel like I constantly have my nose in one. But mm-hmm. I will say, from a branding perspective and just a business perspective, Story Brand by Donald Miller is a really, really, really great book. He talks about, you know, framing up your business in the sense that you are the guide and your client and your community, they're the hero, and your job is to guide them from point A to point B through this journey. Mm-hmm. It's just a really great way for, and a different perspective for looking at the reason for your business. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to operate as serving first, and his philosophy really aligns with that. So I think that would be probably my next really great recommendation from a business perspective. And if I were to do another one in the personal development space, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks is another one.
Say that one more time for me.
The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Okay. I love it. I read it every year in January. It's kind
of. Does it have a fish on it jumping out of a fishbowl?
It does. Yep.
Okay. I thought so. I was like, that sounds really familiar to me.
Have you read that one?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good one. I feel like I could recommend books all day, so I'll just stop there.
I'm the same way, though. I really think self-education and continuing to learn and grow is so important. I think that, you know, we don't do it enough. And I definitely like to encourage reading and good books as well. So thank you for those recommendations. A couple more questions. I know we're wrapping up soon, but so any tips for success? Like, you're starting your own business and here is my tip for you.
My tip is consistency. I think so often we can get discouraged when whether it's consistency in terms of like your posting schedule of making sure that you show up on Instagram every day or post to your blog once a week. And we can get discouraged when we don't see results right away, but it's in like, just when you feel like that highest level of discouragement, that's when you really need to just push through and keep showing up, and people will start to latch onto your message and they'll start to connect and resonate with your brand. And consistency is how you build a strong brand. So you continue to show up for others and they will start to show up for you.
I love that. I think that's excellent advice. And I think we all need to be reminded of that consistency, because it's so easy to get discouraged or sidetracked or distracted with life, and making sure that you, like you said, you're showing up even when you don't feel like it is so important. Okay. Books, beauty, and business. So we need a beauty tip. Any beauty tips?
My number one beauty tip is to exercise every day, some kind of activity, whether it's just going outside for a walk and getting some fresh air, or doing some weights or yoga or Pilates or whatever your exercise of choice. But it's the best way to start your day fresh and to really give yourself some self-care.
Yes, I love that. My intentions for 2020 were self-care and traveling. I can do one of those now. With the big coronavirus of 2020 going on. So I love that. I think it's really important to exercise and keep your, I mean, it just keeps your mind clear. I almost get depressed, mm-hmm. I think, when I'm not moving and getting, you know, getting exercise each day. I know that happens for me. And then it's a huge cycle. So.
And it just helps with your confidence. I don't know. I can definitely tell from my mindset and just how I feel about myself, mm-hmm. The days that I don't exercise and the days that I do. And again, it doesn't have to be anything vigorous, but just getting your body moving and your heart pumping just does something for me, at least, for my confidence and how I feel about myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it has been such a pleasure to talk with you today. I've learned a lot, and I feel like our listeners are going to really get a lot from you just on how you explained your brand strategy and some of the process that you help people go through to get, you know, to that final image that they want to have. So do you have any last minute tips for the ladies and listeners?
Yeah, I would just say that don't put so much pressure on yourself to get a perfect brand. I don't think that there is anything such as perfection when it comes to your branding, and that you need to give yourself some grace, and it's okay to pivot, it's okay to change, it's okay to update. And the whole point of your brand is to have a foundation of what you stand for, but then understand that things can evolve, and that's okay, because you as a person will evolve. So you have to expect that your business and your brand will do the same, and just to know that nothing is set in stone. So it's okay to try things out and see how it goes.
I love that. I think that's great advice, because sometimes we're a little hesitant to change, and to know that that's just a natural evolution. And as you grow, like you said, your company will grow, and that will allow you to make changes to it and update, like you said, because I think that's great advice. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kelly. This has really been great. And I will put all of your information at the bottom. So you'll have your book recommendations, your beauty tips, all of that will be listed there for our listeners too.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to chat with you.
Yes, absolutely. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.